And welcome to the Issue Is podcast. I'm Alex Michelson. Hopefully you listened to our other podcast this week, which was a one-on-one interview with Governor Newsom. Now to a really fiery and interesting debate between Gloria Allred on the left and Dave Rubin on the right. But before we get to that, an interview with Gloria and her new mentee, Paxton Smith, who went viral for her speech as a Texas high school valedictorian about abortion rights. We also have a one-on-one conversation with Dave Rubin before we get to the debate. So let's begin with Gloria and Paxton together. She's back. Gloria, it is great to see you.
You too.
Back on the set for the first time in like a year and a half.
I'm so thrilled to be with you.
And you brought some company with you.
I did.
This is Paxton Smith, who you call your Shiro, right?
She is my Shiro.
Yeah.
And she and Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yes. Well, that's good company. How about that, right? So Paxton sort of went viral this last year. She was a valedictorian of her school in Texas.
High school.
And her high school, and giving a speech, kind of ripped up the speech and made it about abortion rights. Here is a clip from that.
I am terrified that if my contraceptives fail, I am terrified that if I am raped, then my hopes and aspirations and dreams and efforts for my future will no longer matter.
And since then, abortion rights has become an even bigger issue with what we are seeing in Texas. I know you're here this weekend in California for the Women's March here, the two of you speaking together at that. Mm-hmm. What is your sort of big main point right now when it comes to women's rights?
No piece of one-size-fits-all legislation is ever going to work when you apply it to the entire population. Everyone has a right to decide what they do with their bodies and subsequently what they do with their lives.
And Gloria, for you, I mean, because now we see this Texas law after 6 weeks at basically banning abortions. A lot of people don't even know that they're pregnant at that point. This is the cause of your life. How do you fight back?
Yeah, well, we have to fight back. Mm-hmm. We're just hanging on, hoping that the federal court judge will issue an injunction. That's a court order stopping the enforcement of this very dangerous law.
For me, I'm 18 years old. I'm starting my freshman year of college, and I worked my entire life just to get to that point where I was valedictorian and I could go to a great school so that as many doors were opened up as for me, so that how I spend my time on this earth is how I choose to spend it. But now that's not my decision if I become pregnant. That is a stranger's decision.
After you went viral, Gloria Allred, here's your story. The two of you end up having sort of a mentorship relationship, the 18-year-old and the 80-year-old.
Yes.
You even went to Gloria's 80th birthday party
right.
with her as her
yes.
guest. What have you learned from Gloria Allred?
We've made so much progress, and it's because of her work. And for what I learned from that is just keep your head high when people are not agreeing with you because you are fighting for what's right.
And Gloria, what have you learned from Paxton?
Well, I've learned so much from Paxton. About the courage of an 18-year-old. We want her generation, and she is now one of the leaders of her generation, to become activists to protect our right to choose abortion. You know that I had an abortion when it was not legal to have one for a doctor to perform one before Roe v. Wade, before 1973, when I was in my 20s, and I almost died from that. We don't want women, our daughters, our sisters, our mothers, our aunts, to have to risk their lives with back alley abortions just because some stranger, as Paxton put it, people in the legislature, elected officials who don't even know her, who don't even want to know her, mm-hmm. They shouldn't be able to make those kinds of decisions for her life.
All right. Well, Paxton, it is so great having you here. Congrats on your success. You've got a great mentor here. How cool is that? Gloria, you're going to be back a little bit later to debate Dave Rubin about vaccine mandates.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
Our thanks to Gloria and Paxton. Now let's do our one-on-one conversation with Dave Rubin from The Rubin Report. Dave Rubin, welcome to The Issue Is for the very first time.
It's good to be with you. And I have to say that I'm sorry I'm not with you in person, and we're doing this via our little Skype Zoom situation. But as you know, I tried to show up to the studio about an hour ago, and they asked for our vaccine mandates card. I was with my producer, and I personally don't think it's anyone's business whether you're vaccinated or not. I have no problem with anyone that wants to get vaccinated. I have no problem with anyone wearing a mask on their face or anything like that. But I can't be subjected to this stuff. And I think we need more people to stand up. So I wish I was in studio with you, but we'll do it through these wires instead.
And it is the company policy, and I don't make the policy, but we're grateful to have the conversation with you. So let's start with this. Larry Elder, you were one of his most ardent defenders out there. He got the most support among the Republicans in the race, but the recall still overwhelmingly failed. What do you make of the Larry Elder campaign and also the state of the Republican Party in California right now?
Obviously, I was disappointed in what happened with the recall. There's no doubt about it. Larry Elder is a very, very decent man, born and bred here in California, son of a janitor. He has been, you know, fighting for what I think are mostly the right issues for a long, long time. He was treated horribly and unfairly by most of the media. Big tech fueled it by putting up hit piece after hit piece about him. And I think, unfortunately, you know, we have a situation in California where an awful lot of people seem to just want more government in their lives, to just have bureaucrats tell them what to do and take their money and do whatever they want with it without a lot of results, which is why we have, you know, tremendous amount of homelessness and drug use and prices of houses are sky high and the roads aren't that great and everything else. So I'm very disappointed in what happened. And I hope that Larry's future here is still bright one way or another.
Whenever somebody comes on the show for the first time, we play this game called Personal Issues, which is to get to know you a little bit better. These are quick hits, your favorites. Let's have some fun with this. So we'll put 30 seconds up on the clock and we'll get started now. What is your favorite TV show?
Oh, Seinfeld. No doubt, Seinfeld.
Favorite movie?
Let's say Contact with Jodie Foster.
Ooh, favorite sports team?
Portland Trailblazers from around 1990 to 1992.
Wow, very specific. Favorite liberal?
There are no liberals anymore. My dad's pretty decent.
Best thing about being a Californian?
When it's right, it's great. It ain't right right now.
Who is your role model?
Jordan Peterson. I toured with him. Great man. Changed my life.
All right. Well, coming up in the next, have you ever debated Gloria Allred before?
I have never. I've seen her in debates, but I've never debated her. So I'm looking forward
to
it.
Well, this is going to be fun. Dave, stick around for that.
And now the moment we've all been waiting for. Gloria Allred, Dave Rubin, one-on-one. The issue is vaccine mandates.
This week, Governor Newsom announced that California kids will all be required to be vaccinated once it gets FDA approval. Let's talk about that and more with Gloria Allred on the left and Dave Rubin on the right, debating each other for the first time. All right, Dave, let's start with you. I know this is an issue you're especially passionate about. What do you make of California's vaccine mandates?
Oh, it's completely ridiculous, like the federal vaccine mandates are. To be very clear, I think that if anyone wants to get the vaccine and they want to wear a mask and they want to stay at home or whatever it is that they want to do, you absolutely have that right. And you should consult with your doctor and you should take into account your age and your health and medical history, all of those things. You know, kids have a 0.002% chance of dying from COVID. That is CDC numbers as of March. Everyone else is getting vaccinated in essence. So the teachers are vaccinated. The administrators are vaccinated. We know kids aren't sharing it with each other. This is just constant government overreach. And where are the good liberals? You know, California is supposed to be a liberal state. Liberals used to fight for individual rights and civil liberties, but they've just folded in the name of progressive authoritarianism.
Gloria, are you a good liberal?
You know, I'm a progressive, proud progressive, I might add, but I also believe in science. And this is really not about rights, it's about life and death. And of course, kids can also be carriers of COVID. And I ask you, Dave, do you think there should not be a mandate for kids in schools to have to get vaccine for chickenpox, for mumps, for polio, for so many other vaccines that they are required to have in order to go to school.
All of those things were tested for years. As we know, we rushed out this vaccination. But this is not, I'm not saying people should not get vaccinated. I'm saying it should be left up to choice. But you just said something very, very dangerous right there for a lawyer. This is not about rights. Since when is it not about rights? In the United States, we have God-given rights that are protected under the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And if we're suddenly saying, oh, this isn't about rights, because there is some virus out there with basically a 99% recovery rate, and I just gave you the CDC numbers for children. Yes, children could transmit the disease, although they rarely do, but the parents are all vaccinated if they're good, decent citizens. So I don't really understand the connection, actually.
Are you a good, decent citizen? Are you vaccinated?
It's nobody's business whether I'm vaccinated. That's like me asking you the last time you got laid. I mean, it's just irrelevant.
All right. So, you know, what's really relevant is that it's one thing if you have the right
to choose for your... My medical history is not your business, nor yours is mine.
Let Clary finish.
If you have the right to choose what you should do with your own body, I respect that. But when what you choose to do can be dangerous to others, then we're in a whole different area. And by the way, even for your own choice, if you exercise your choice not to get a vaccine, you get to do that. But you also have to pay the consequences of that. And the consequences may be that you're not going to be able to have a job anymore. The consequences may be that you're going to end up in the hospital with serious COVID, and you may die. And because you're overloading the ICUs in the hospital, people who need care for cancer or heart disease or other illnesses may not be able to get a bed because you were irresponsible in not getting the vaccine.
Gloria, frankly, it's very obvious to me that you're a progressive, because what lies under every progressive is a really sort of hysterical authoritarian.
Well,
everyone is allowed to make
statement.
a decision for themselves. Here, we're in Los Angeles right now. I was just over at the studio that I couldn't get into over there. Which hospitals in Los Angeles are overrun right now?
Yeah. Look, let me just tell you something. First of all, you made a sexist remark. Calling a woman hysterical is very, very sexist. So I think you should stay on the issues instead of engaging in name calling. Look, we've had surges. We've had ups.
Well, you were telling me I was going to kill people in California. But all right.
We don't need to wait for the point at which there is a crisis, as is going on in many, many states where there are no ICU beds available and people have to drive miles and miles to another state to even get an ICU bed. Some people have died before they got there.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the researchers for this show can show me the videos of all the overrun hospitals that nobody has seen. I mean, really, if we go down this route where you have to do things for your health and to make sure that hospitals don't get overrun, there's going to be an awful lot of bad things we're going to have to do to overweight people. Because as you know, being overweight and being diabetic is one of the biggest factors in COVID morbidity.
99% of the people.
Are we suddenly going to say that overweight people should be what? Are we going to force them to diet? Are we going to not give them health insurance?
99% of the people who were in the critical care and the ICU beds are unvaccinated people.
All right. I guess we're going to have to leave it there because we're out of time. I guess they're not coming together on this issue, but it is.
But I'd love to dance with you together with you one day, Dave, on Alex's show.
I will gladly dance with you regardless of vaccination status.
Well, no, I won't dance with you if you're unvaccinated. I don't want to be anywhere near you. Thank you very much.
I did not say whether I was or was not.
Well, you'll have to show me proof of vax before we dance.
Let's leave it there. I guess that's a sign of where we are as a country right now. But at the end, we can agree on some things as well. Dave, thank you for coming on the show for the very first time. Really enjoyed it.
It was my pleasure.
That was a lot of fun. Our thanks to Dave Rubin and Gloria Allred and Paxton Smith. Encourage you also to listen to Governor Gavin Newsom, our other big interview this week, a separate podcast. Thank you for listening to the Issue Is podcast. Please rate us, subscribe to us, let people know about us. Send me a message in social media at Alex Michelson. That's Alex with an E. Thanks so much for listening to the Issue Is. We'll see you next week.